So what are the three descriptions of devotees mentioned in text 5? And what are the symptoms mentioned in the verse? For in this Dhammatyam and Dhammatyama. What, how are they described in the verse?
Krishna is famous enough for the fixed, and Majan is various, more or less fixed, but even at so it's not called versus Sastra. So this Madhikari is his famous from the Greeks, and he said defeat discussions by Krishna.
Yes. One who chants the holy name, what should one do? Yes, mentally on. And one who is initiated and engaged in the service of the Lord, of obeisances and
associate with share relaxations.
And mentally honor. In other words, we don't leave aside mentally honoring when the person progresses to Madhyam. And one who is advanced in pure devotional service and free from the propensity to criticize others, what should we do?
We should mentally honor, and we should pay obeisances, and we should do service.
Yes. Correct. Correct. So the word used for service is shushushaya. The same word is used in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Sarva Labdar Pena Nenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishwar Aradhanenacha Shraddhaya Tat Katayam Cha Kirtanayar Guna Karmanam Tat Padam Buruha Dhyanat Talinge Kar Hanadibi. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master. And in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. So in the beginning, one devotee asked, from where does Rupa Goswami get the items of devotional service? Well, here's one verse from the Bhagavatam, which corresponds very closely to the items in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya. One should take shelter of the spiritual master, one should take initiation from him and take instructions from him, and one should serve him. And hear from him, Shravanam, then glorify the Lord, Kirtanam. Remember the Lord or meditate on the Lord, Smaranam, and worship the deity of the Lord, Archanam. The same process is confirmed again and again in different places. Now, specifically, Shushushanam. The words Guru Shushushaya means that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him bodily comforts, helping him in bathing, dressing, sleeping, eating, and so on. This is called Guru Shushushanam. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant, and whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Pranayar Arthar Diya Vacha. Everyone has his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words, and all of them should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the via medium of the spiritual master. Everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain material prestige. Then it's also mentioned one should associate with devotees. And in the purport, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava cult, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means that he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should not associate with him if he's not a fit person with whom to associate. The same point. We should mentally honor him if he's not a fit person to associate with. Now, what is the effect of serving the spiritual master? In the 7th canto and in the 11th canto, it is said that if one wants to become free from lust, he should do such and such. If he wants to become free from anger, he should do such and such. If he wants to be freed from greed, he should do such and such, and so on. But he can be freed from all difficulties if he serves the spiritual master. He can be freed from the influence of all the modes of material nature if he serves the spiritual master. And in the first canto, it says that by serving great souls who are free from vice, a great service is done. And by so doing, one develops attraction or affinity for the message of Vasudeva or Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the great souls come with a mission to propagate God consciousness, and we should cooperate with them. And by cooperating with them and serving them in their mission, we develop their qualities. And their main quality is attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So if we serve them, we can develop the same quality. So now we'll go to text 7. Syat Krishna,
Krishna
Nama,
Nama
Charita,
Charita
Adi,
Adi
Sita,
Sita
Api,
Api
Avidya,
Avidya
Pita,
Pita
Upatapta,
Upatapta
Rasanasya,
Rasanasya
Na,
Na
Rochika,
Rochika
Nu,
Nu
Kintu,
Kintu
Adarat,
Adarat
Anudinam,
Anudinam
Kalu,
Kalu
Sa,
Sa
Eva,
Eva
Jushta,
Jushta
Svadvi,
Svadvi
Kramat,
Kramat
Bhavati,
Bhavati
Tat,
Tat
Gada,
Gada
Mula,
Mula
Hantri,
Hantri
Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adi Sitapya Vidya
Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adi Sitapya Vidya
Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikanu
Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikanu
Kintva Darad Anudinam Kalusaiva Justa
Kintva Darad Anudinam Kalusaiva Justa
Svadvi Kramad Bhavati Tad Gadamula Hantri
Svadvi Kramad Bhavati Tad Gadamula Hantri
Syat
Syat
Is
Krishna
Krishna Of Lord Krishna.
Of Lord Krishna.
Nama.
Nama.
The holy name.
The holy name.
Charita Adi.
Charita Adi.
Character, pastimes, and so forth.
Character, pastimes, and so forth.
Sita.
Sita.
Sugar candy.
Sugar candy.
Api.
Api.
Although.
Although.
Avidya.
Avidya.
Of ignorance.
Of ignorance.
Pita, by the bile.
By the bile.
Upatapta,
Upatapta,
afflicted.
Afflicted.
Rasanasya,
Rasanasya,
of the tongue.
Of the tongue.
Na,
Na,
not.
Not.
Rochika,
Rochika,
palatable.
Palatable.
Nu,
Nu.
Oh,
oh,
how wonderful it is.
How wonderful it is.
Kintu,
Kintu,
but,
but
Adarat,
Adarat,
carefully,
carefully
Anudinam,
Anudinam,
every day,
every day
or 24 hours daily,
or 24 hours daily
Kalu,
Kalu,
naturally,
naturally
Sa,
Sa,
that,
that
Sugar candy of the holy name,
sugar candy of the holy name
Eva,
Eva,
certainly,
certainly.
Jushta,
Jushta,
taken or chanted,
taken or chanted.
Svadvi,
Svadvi,
relishable, Kramat,
gradually,
Bhavati,
becomes,
Tatgada,
of that disease,
Mula,
Mula,
of the root.
Of the root.
Hantri,
Hantri,
the destroyer.
The destroyer.
Translation. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Here Srila Rupa Goswami compares the holy name to sugar candy, which is by nature sweet. And he compares the conditioned souls in ignorance to persons who have the disease called jaundice. When one has jaundice, he cannot taste the sweetness of sugar. Similarly, when one is in ignorance, ignorance about who he is, who Krishna is, what his relationship with Krishna is, what the goal of his life is in ignorance. So he doesn't taste the sweetness of the holy names. But according to Ayurvedic medicine, the cure for the disease called jaundice is sugar candy. Although one doesn't appreciate the sweetness of the sugar candy in the diseased condition, but the cure is sugar candy. So by regularly taking sugar candy under the directions of the physician, one is gradually cured of the disease. And as he's cured gradually the sugar candy tastes sweeter and sweeter. And when he's completely cured, he can taste the sugar candy as it is, which is sweet, like nectar. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada very nicely elaborates on some of the words in the verse. The first word that Srila Prabhupada elaborates on is kramat. Kramat means gradually. Kram means sequence or gradually. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the gradual sequence of how one's ignorance is destroyed and how one is able to realize the sweetness of the name. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains the sequence. Ado Shraddha Tatasadhu Sangha Chitta Bhajana Kriya. Pages 70 and 71. We've already discussed Shraddha. Shraddha means Shraddha in Bhakti. What is Bhakti? Dhanya Vilasa Tatsanya. And what are the nine principal processes of Bhakti? Vishnu Smaranam Prasayana. So you should know the definition of bhakti and the nine principal items of bhakti. So Shraddha means faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that by bhakti I can achieve Krishna. That Krishna is not different from the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is identical with the holy name of Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, I will achieve everything. This is also called confidence. One should not only be confident about the utility of devotional service, but one should also be confident about the uselessness of other processes. So when one begins to develop faith, he will associate with devotees. As Srila Prabhupada gave the example of life members and friends who associate with devotees by the six exchanges. What are the six exchanges? That'd be pretty luxury. And then he finds a pure devotee to whom he can surrender, then he will surrender to him, take initiation from him, take instruction from him, and serve him. And that is Bhajana Kriya. That is the beginning of Bhajana Kriya. Then, by Bhajana Kriya, one, which includes regular chanting of the holy name, at least 16 rounds every day, by Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti comes. And one of the anarthas is ignorance. For ignorance is one of the causes of anartha. So by chanting, by Bhajana Kriya, one becomes freed from anarthas or ignorance. But it's a gradual process. Srimad Bhagavatam says that Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Nasta Prayeshu. It means that the anarthas are almost destroyed in the stage of anartha nivritti. And in some lectures, Srila Prabhupada said 60%. 50%, 60%, 75%. Then comes nishta. One becomes steady. And after he practices steady devotional service, he gets more taste and it increases. And finally, at the stage of bhava, he is liberated from all material contamination, and he is fully in the light of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has quoted one verse in the purport from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which you should all learn, because it really summarizes the process described in the verse. And that is, Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there can be no nescience. So, Godhead means the holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna. And nescience is nescience. Nescience is ignorance. So, in the light of Krishna consciousness, the darkness of ignorance cannot stand. So by chanting Hare Krishna, the darkness of nescience is removed. This is most important. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also compared the holy name to the sun. And he has compared anartha and avidya to clouds and fog. Although the sun is always powerful, but the more clouds come between us and the sun, or the more mist comes between us and the sun, the less we can experience the warmth and heat of the sun. So the more anarthas cover us, or the more ignorance covers us, the less we can feel the warmth and heat of the holy name. But what will determine how much light we get from the holy name, even in the presence of fog and clouds? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the attentiveness with which we hear the holy name will determine. Because although there are clouds, and although there is mist, but the sun itself will burn away the clouds and mist. But they will be burnt away in proportion to the intensity of the sun. So the anarthas and ignorance will be burned away by the holy names in proportion to the care and attention with which we hear. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned in the verse, adarat, carefully, not inattentively. If we chant inattentively, we commit further offenses. But if we chant attentively means we try to chant attentively, then we will experience more and more of the power of the holy name, and the power of the holy name will burn up the clouds of anartha and the mist of ignorance. Attention, because we lack taste, or we are still too much infested by ignorance and anartha. Therefore, as a rule, we must chant 16 rounds and try to hear with attention, and then that will help us. I'll read an excerpt from a morning walk conversation with Srila Prabhupada where he emphasizes this point. He gives us an idea of the force of compulsion that we must chant 16 rounds. And he also gives us an idea of what it really means to chant with quality. Marty Watt, Nairobi, November 2nd, 1975. When chanting our 16 rounds, we are not sure if these rounds are sincere. Prabhupada, you should be sure. Devotee, how can we be sure? Prabhupada, there are bees. Prabhupada took it that the devotee was saying, how can we be sure that we're chanting the quantity, 16 rounds? Brahmananda, no. He's saying that when we chant our rounds, how can we be sure that when we chant the round, that the round is a perfect, attentive round, sincere? Prabhupada, therefore it is Shastra. You must. There's no question of understanding. Brahmananda, the quality of the chanting, he's asking. How can we make the quality good? Prabhupada, quality you'll understand. First of all, come to the quality. In other words, he's saying, Srila Prabhupada is saying that when quality comes, we won't have to ask. He's saying, first let the quality come, then you'll know, then you won't have to ask. Quality you'll understand. First of all, come to the quality. Without having quality, how he will understand the quality? You follow the instruction of your spiritual master, of the Shastra. That is your duty. Quality, no quality. It is not your position to understand. When the quality comes, there is no force. You will have a taste for chanting. You will desire at that time, why 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? That is quality. Not by force. But you will not do it. Therefore, at least 16 rounds. But when you come to the quality, you will feel yourself, why 16? Why not 16,000? That is quality. Automatically. Just like Haridas Thakur was doing. He was not forced to do. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested, now you are old enough, you can reduce. But he refused, no. Up to the end of my life, I shall continue. That is quality. Have you got such tendency that you will go on chanting and nothing else to do? That is quality. Now you are forced to do. Where is the question of quality? That is given a chance so that one day you may come to the quality. not that you have come to the quality. In other words, by forcibly chanting 16 rounds, you're given a chance that one day you'll come to the quality. Not that now you can come to the quality. Quality is different. Atashakti, ashakti, attachment. Just like Rupa Goswami says, how shall I chant with one tongue? How shall I hear with two ears? Had I millions of tongues and trillions of ears, then I could enjoy. This is quality. Quality is not so cheap. Maybe after many births, for the time being, you go on following the rules and regulations. So you wanted to understand the quality? This is the quality. You'll not be forced. I am writing books. I'm not being forced by anyone. Everyone can do that. Why does one not do it? Why do I get up at night, 1 o'clock, and translate? Because I cannot do without it. In other words, when we feel we can't live without chanting, that is quality. Like Prabhupada is giving the example, he would get up at 1 in the morning to write books. Nobody was forcing him, but automatically he did it, because he couldn't live without it. How one will do it artificially, this is quality. That quality is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Oh, I do not see Govinda. The whole world is vacant. This is quality. Just like we have practical example. One man's beloved has died, and he sees the whole universe vacant. Is it vacant? So that is quality of love. So there is no formula for quality. It is to be understood by himself. When you feel so much ecstasy in chanting Hare Krishna, that is quality. So, by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, first we discussed that by serving the pure devotees, one develops attraction for the message of Krishna. And by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, one gets some attraction for Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's associates. And when one begins to feel spontaneously attracted to some name of Krishna, which means some incarnation of Krishna, some pastimes of Krishna, then we can begin to chant with quality, some quality. And that is the opposite of ignorance, avidya. The opposite of ignorance is knowledge, especially in devotional service, sambandha gyan. Sambandha gyan means knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. So the opposite of ignorance is knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. So when we start to have some sense, what is our relationship with Krishna, then we can begin to chant with taste. And then we will remember the pastimes of Krishna which attract us. And then we can feel separation. And that is quality, when we actually feel separation. So in the seventh canto, where Prahlad mentions Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Srila Prabhupada explains nicely in order. This is also an order or a sequence. First comes Shravanam. One. This is the purport to 7.5.24. Shravanam. Hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning of devotional service. Although any one of the nine processes is sufficient, In chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential, as enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpano Marjana. What is the meaning of Cheto Darpano Marjana? Yes. It cleanses the dirt from the heart or the mind. It's the same thing, that ignorance is removed. Ignorance is removed. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of the material conception of life, which is due to the dirty modes of material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So this actually comes at the stage of bhava, that one realizes that the holy name is the same as the Lord himself. Now we have theoretical knowledge, and we have faith that the holy name of Krishna is Krishna himself. But when we come to the stage of bhava, we have direct realization, as Srila Prabhupada says here, when we realize Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After realizing the Lord's form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And when one can understand his transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further towards complete understanding of the Lord as he awakens in realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendental form and qualities, his paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him. Therefore, the chronological process is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. For example, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the name of Krishna. But we don't only hear the name, we hear descriptions of the form and descriptions of the quality, how Krishna is kind to his devotees. And when we hear about Krishna's qualities in relation to his devotees, then we hear about his devotees. And when we hear about his kindness to his devotees, we hear about his pastimes with his devotees. So one after the other, everything is revealed, understood, and then revealed. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, not just in the form of Hare Krishna, but in every pastime of every incarnation, the name of the incarnation will be mentioned. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, and therefore the chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. What is the meaning of mellows? Ras. Rasamalaya. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted according to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Rama or Lord Nrisimhadeva. The Lord has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the particular holy name according to his attraction. The best course is to hear the holy name, form, and so on from a pure devotee of the same standard as oneself. Same standard means of the same attraction as oneself. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Lord Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted to Lord Ram, Lord Nrisimha, and other forms of the Lord. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord, Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam, it is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name, form, and pastimes from a realized devotee who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. If one is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realized devotees, he is very easily successful on the path of devotional service. So, Srila Prabhupada has advised us that we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning. Although the pastimes of various incarnations are mentioned along the way, there's some danger if we go directly to the 10th canto. Because the pastimes of Krishna are human-like, and if we don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we go directly to the 10th canto, we may misunderstand Krishna, and we may think that his affairs are ordinary. Or even if we know that his affairs are transcendental, but we may have material associations when we hear of his pastimes. So therefore we should go step by step to the 10th canto. But we should know that all the other incarnations are included within Krishna. So if we hear the pastimes of Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada is hinting, that someone may have a natural attraction for Rama or Nrisimha or whoever. But by hearing about Krishna, there's never any loss, because all of the other incarnations are included within him. But in any case, we are reading all the cantos and hearing about all the incarnations. But if one actually becomes attracted, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, then the quality of hearing will be better. The quality of chanting will be better. Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And after quoting the verse, he says, "In this connection, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee by trying to hear from him about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears the Lord's holy name." So, if we have the chance to associate with pure devotees and hear and chant with them, so much the better. And if we don't have the chance, then we can chant ourselves. So as our ignorance becomes destroyed, who I am, who is Krishna, what is my relationship with Krishna, then our taste increases and it continues. The taste increases, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and ignorance decreases, ruchi, asakti, bhav. Another point is that we should, actually everything we do in devotional service should be done in the mood of pleasing. That by chanting my 16 rounds, I'm pleasing my spiritual master. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has commented that even when we chant, we should think of chanting in terms of pleasing our spiritual master, or Krishna. Because it is also a service. Anyway, we've begun, so as Srila Prabhupada said in the purport earlier, that once having begun, one will be forcibly dragged to ultimate success. So, somehow we've entered the current, so if we just stay in the current, we'll get carried along. Are there any questions?
It seems a little bit like we have to, it's not so much that we'd be forced, we have to really try pretty hard to, one, stay in the current, two, to overcome our shortcomings.
That's such a, it's like it's an automatic presence, which, I mean, you plug in, but it takes a while.
He says that it's not just like you've gone in the current of the river and the current is carrying you along. But he says you actually have to make a real effort. Well, that's true. I said that because I didn't want the devotees to get discouraged by thinking that they have so far to go. But, either way, if you're in the current and you're being carried along by it, it's good. And if you're afraid that the current isn't strong enough to dislodge you from your entanglement on the bank of the river, then you should make your own effort. And then when you get free enough from the entanglements, then the current will carry you along more easily.
Actually, we were studying in we covered in the Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's class that Hiranyakashipu represents the birth of Hiranyakashipu, and then also Pralambasura represents the general anarthas under the category of passion. And those two anarthas require a lot of endeavor on the part of the devotee to eradicate. More so than the other ones. The other ones happen more automatically. But those two.
So you're saying that Devakasura represents the anartha of
general ignorance, like an ass.
General ignorance. Yeah. Working hard to enjoy. Wanting to enjoy the fruits, not wanting to give the fruits to Krishna.
And this, of course, he was killed by Balaram, and also Pramabhasura was killed by Balaram. So in order to get the Shakti to overcome these two general anarthas, and all anarthas basically fall into a category in one sense, you know, I mean, they're all either passion or ignorance. But we have to approach Balaram's representative, spiritual master, Lord Nityananda, and Balaram, and get their mercy in order to overcome them.
Yes.
But it requires endeavor on our side a lot. This is the point that is made.
Yes, it does. It's mentioned in the same series of verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam that by serving the pure devotee, which means effort, definitely means effort, one develops affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. And by regularly serving the pure devotee or hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, almost all that is inauspicious in the heart becomes destroyed. And one becomes fixed. And one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance. One becomes established in goodness. As Srila Prabhupada said, spiritual life is difficult, but material life is impossible. Yes.
You said pure devotees. So in this sense, what is the definition of a pure devotee?
Well, we discussed earlier that there are pure devotees in who are neophytes, there are pure devotees who are intermediate, and there are pure devotees who are advanced.
Because one definition of pure devotee would be a devotee who is free from all material contamination. But that wouldn't be the same as this.
Well, if we can hear from a pure devotee who if we can hear from a realized soul, as Srila Prabhupada says, of course realization is also gradual in one sense, but if one can really hear from a realized soul, that's the best. And in that sense, direct realization, I mean, it begins with a shakti, but it becomes established in bhava.
So what is the qualification of the person we should hear from? And which would also preclude those we should not hear from?
Well, the best qualification is to hear from a realized soul. And we should not hear, it's actually in the purport, I didn't read it, but Srila Prabhupada quotes Sanatana and Goswami that we should not hear from a non-Vaishnava, a Vaishnava Mukhu Girnam.
But sometimes a Vaishnava also may have, like, say, Sahajiya tendencies,
Well, we discussed, you know, different grades of Vaishnavas. So, if we can hear from a realized soul, Bhajan Vigya, who's expert in bhajan, and Ninda Sunya, who's free from ninda, that's the best. And the next best is to hear from someone who's also free from offense and who's continuously engaged in chanting and rendering service, but who may not be Bhajan Vigya to the point where he's actually realized Krishna and Krishna's pastimes.
But what if, suppose there's some devotee, but he's saying things that, he habitually says things that are not bona fide. And should we avoid that type of hearing?
Well, if you're able to discriminate and perceive that he's saying things which are not bona fide, then probably you wouldn't want to hear from him so much.
There is no taste, there is no
Well, we should work hard to serve the mission of the spiritual master. And by serving the mission of the spiritual master, develop some taste for hearing about Krishna. And then if we hear about Krishna, then when we chant, we may remember Krishna's form or qualities or pastimes when we chant. And Krishna can also include Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and think of his qualities, how he saved the guy in Madhai, how merciful he was. Some people, while they're chanting, they read a verse, and then that verse may stay in their mind while they chant. It may be a verse glorifying the holy name. It may be a verse describing the pastimes of Krishna, a verse or a few verses. But it's really a matter of practice. Srila Prabhupada said, practice makes perfect, even in spiritual life. He said it took him 30 years to be able to chant the way he chanted then. Which brings to mind one of the six items for success in devotional service. Patience. Yes.
A few years ago, there was a Prabhupada disciple that kept repeating this one statement. Maybe you've heard it. The Prabhupada said that, read my books and become convinced, distribute them and become blissful, become happy. Mahajulia, I didn't say it about five times.
I heard something similar, which was a little more poetic. And that is that Sankirtan, or distributing my books, keeps them happy, and reading my books keeps them.
Then reading the Srila Prabhupada's book be understood as hearing about Krishna from his
Yes.
And is it equal to hearing about
He's asking,
is reading, can reading Srila Prabhupada's books be taken as hearing from a realized soul? I would say yes. And, but, although Srila Prabhupada said it in the early days, I don't know what he would have said later, but in the early days he said that reading the words of a realized soul and hearing the words of a realized soul are both the same, but still hearing is better. But he said it in the beginning. We don't know what he would have said later. But I think it's even sitting in the presence of a realized soul is beneficial, even if he doesn't speak. Because we read that the Mahabhagavata is one whom just by seeing you feel like chanting. You remember? So how does it work? Because he has bhakti, and bhakti is coming out of him. And even if he doesn't say anything, the bhakti can influence you. And you think of chanting Krishna's name, you remember Krishna's pastime. So many things can happen.
We say the Prabhupada book in the house of karma is a bomb. It's exploded slowly, slowly. And the bomb, when exploded, it destroys only material things. Then if you destroy material things, only spiritual things remain. Means the effect, but it's slowly process. Right?
Srila Prabhupada said his books are bombs.
We say in the temple movie from Prabhupada.
Okay, we say that Prabhupada's books are bombs. And when they're in the house of the materialists, they're time bombs. So one day they may explode and destroy the materialists' materialistic life. That's...
Yeah.
Yes?
Sometimes, in order to please the devotees, the associates, socially, and it's not that quality that maybe...
She asks a very good question. Sometimes devotees want us to associate with them, but the association is not of the highest quality. But if we don't associate with them, they'll feel offended. Well, we should... we should try to associate more and more with people whose association is more beneficial. Sometimes we may have to associate with others. Of course, if we can uplift the quality of the association, it's good. If we can't, we should try not to waste too much time with them. It's not only a question of wasting time, it's a question of getting implicated in prajalpa. And so it'd be bhakti vinashati. Prajalpa destroys bhakti. So it's really something to be careful about. Because my health isn't so good, I thought we should make a schedule for when the class will end. So I thought tomorrow we could do text 8, and the next day we could do 9, 10, and 11, and then the next day we can have the exam. That will be the end of this week. When I was feeling better, I thought we can just go on, but I think I feel a little shaky, so I'd rather try to at least finish it.
Did you cover text 6? Because you were talking about text 5 and then you went to 7.
We took 5 and 6 together.
Oh, I see.
Because they're naturally related to each other. How one should see a pure devotee, how one should reciprocate with a pure devotee, how one should not see a pure devotee.
And this kind of contradiction in the Kanyananda and in the ways of the Bhagavad Gita and lectures. So can you please clear it up?
Well, he says that in different places Srila Prabhupada seems to say different things. Like in the same conversation, I could read the excerpt tomorrow, but then we won't be able to, if we go deep in the subjects, we won't be able to finish in time. All right, so then it's better to go deep, I think, if Krishna wants us to be able to come for class. So Srila Prabhupada said, Harikesh Maharaj asked the question in the conversation that if a neophyte devotee is sincerely serving the spiritual master and ISKCON and leaves the body, will he go back to Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada says no. He will have to be 100% pure. Otherwise, he will have to suffer another birth. And he elaborates. But I did read something that could be encouraging. And that is that, you see, you've read about the five potent forms of devotional service in the first sheet we gave you?
Yes.
What are they?
So, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, serving the Vaishnavas, chanting the holy name, living in the Mathura of Vrindavan, and serving the deity.
And even a slight contact with any one of the five potent forms of devotional service can awaken dormant love for Krishna. But there's a condition. Do you know what the condition is? Yes, he should be free from offenses. If one is free from offenses, then even a slight contact with any one of the five potent forms of devotional service can awaken dormant love for Krishna. So in Bhakti Sandarbha, maybe I'll bring it and read it tomorrow. Srila Jiva Goswami says that if one is offenseless and he chants the holy name or any of the other items, he can achieve perfection. But then he also mentions that if before the time of death he becomes offenseless and at the last minute is engaged in chanting the holy names or any of the five items, but especially chanting the holy name, then he can also go back to Godhead. So I'll read that. But another point is that a pure devotee doesn't want to go back to Godhead. This is a desire for liberation. We should just, you know, do bhakti for the sake of bhakti, not for the sake of liberation. But we have the desire to be liberated. We want to become free from material miseries. So we know that if we do bhakti, we can get liberated. And it's true.
Is there a difference between conscious, malicious offenses and those offenses committed by conditioning?
She's asking, is there a difference between an offense committed maliciously and an offense committed by habit? Well, there is an offense committed knowingly is worse than an offense committed unknowingly. But there's a chain. Jiva Goswami also mentions that if one commits offenses, even in past lives, because other anarthas are destroyed at different stages.
But Vaishnava Aparad, the effects of Vaishnava Aparad are only destroyed in the stage of bhava. So that means if we commit Vaishnava Aparad and we don't, you know, come to the stage of bhava and we take birth again, we will have to suffer in the next life for the Vaishnava Aparads. So if one commits Vaishnava Aparad, one of the results is that he's prone to commit more Vaishnava Aparad. Another is that he lacks fame. Another is that he's prone to association that produces lack of fame. Another is that he's slack in his spiritual practices. And another is that he's proud of his spiritual advancement. Which probably describes most of us sitting here. So we can infer that we have committed offenses in the past. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that I have not committed any offenses. One should not think like that. Even if we're not conscious of committing offenses in the present, we can infer the existence of offenses in the past from lack of taste. So it's such a thing that we somehow pray to Guru and Gauranga to be freed from offenses. Because it's such a thing that it goes on and on. It can go life after life and create obstacles. But by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we can be freed. I think I'll read that also about how in the chanting of Hare Krishna there are offenses to be considered. But in the chanting of Nitai Gauranga, there are no offenses. It's very interesting, and it gives us a good idea of how we can become free from offenses and become qualified to chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya knows our condition, so he's very merciful.
One of the offenses to commit offenses on Krishna Thakurini. Is this also true?
Yes. Any sin or offense committed with the idea of doing another act to neutralize it is an offense. Even in karma kanda, there's prayaschitta. And if you do some bad thing, you can neutralize it by some atonement. But even in karma kanda, if you deliberately do the bad thing, thinking that you can neutralize it by the atonement, you don't neutralize it. It actually get more implicated. So one can never deliberately commit some offense and think that he'll neutralize it afterwards. This is only for helping us become free from offenses that we commit unwillingly. He says if we offend a Vaishnava and go to the Vaishnava and beg for forgiveness and he forgives us, will the offense be neutralized? Well, if you really beg for forgiveness from your heart, and if he really forgives you from his heart and prays to Krishna on your behalf, then you can be free. Yes. But Vaishnava Aparad is such a thing that even if the Vaishnava doesn't feel offended, you can get the reaction. Because he may not feel offended. They discussed that he may not take offense, but the dust of the lotus feet may take offense and deliver the result. Or Krishna may take offense and deliver the result. But if really with, you know, full heart, you beg him to forgive you, and with full heart he forgives you, and prays to Krishna to save you, then you'll be delivered. I think we... Is it a short one? Okay, you didn't ask so far, so... It is said that if one accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but not Lord Chaitanya. I meant to mention this. In relation to offering respects within the mind and offering obeisances, that outside of our sampradaya, Gaudiya sampradaya, we can offer respects in the mind and offer obeisances. But we should not take instruction from them. We should only take instruction from devotees who are worshipping Radha and Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.